The Gemara in Shabbos discusses the question of what if we had enough money and you only could do one mitzvah. You have three choices. You have Ner Shabbos, Ner Hanukkah, and wine for Kiddush. What is the priority of mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Pshita, Ner Shabbos kodem, Mishum Sholem Beiso. Ner Shabbos wins because of Sholem Bayis. And the Gemara concludes, Ner Hanukkah because of presuming Nisa, that comes in second. And wine for Kiddush, that fits into Tadir, that comes in third. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, you should write, if you only have enough money, you do Ner Shabbos. If you have money for two out of the three, you do Ner Shabbos and Ner Hanukkah. So both the Magen Avraham and the Taz ask the following obvious question. Like, why didn't the Gemara suggest if you only have one candle? So obviously, if you have one candle, you can't buy wine for Kiddush and light candles or Shabbos candles. But why can't you just light Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles with the same candle? Why didn't the Gemara entertain that possibility? It just said either or. Why not do both? So the Magen Avraham answers, he says it's a pragmatic answer. Einach Inami, you're right. If they both were in the same spot, if you light Ner Hanukkah inside, Bizmana Gemara, they lit outside. But if they would light Hanukkah candles inside, then you could use the same candle for Ner Shabbos and Ner Hanukkah. So it's a very pragmatic answer, but fundamentally he said you could. And the Vilna Gaon disagrees and says, no, that's not the answer that Vilna Gaon gives. He says, you know why you can't? Because by Ner Shabbos, the purpose is to use it for Hana. But Ner Hanukkah, Asur L'shtamish La'ora, you're prohibited to get benefit, so how could I can't use the same candle because I'm going to be getting benefit from it. Right, even though, well, if you don't do that, you're not going to be able to do it at all. He seems to say anyway not to do it. So this machlokas, the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avraham, touches on a fundamental issue, which is a machlokas rishonim, the Sefer HaTrumas against the Bali Tosis and other rishonim. When the Gemara says, v'shas ha-sakana, meiniach al-shulchanu v'dayu, when originally they lit outside, now in the time of danger they brought it inside, is that a new takana? Is that a takana miyuchedes, that up until now it was usher to light candles inside? Because of danger, we made a special dispensation. What do I say? No. Really, you always could light inside, but why would you? Outside, yotir persume nisa, so there was never a reason to light inside, but it's not that you couldn't light inside, it's just outside's the preferable method. So the Bali Tosis writes that it was, in others, there was usher to, there wasn't an option. Else, they don't suggest that when you miss Tichlo Rego Min HaShuk, you can light inside. The Sefer HaTrumas does. So the Machlokas, the Bali Tosis, and the Sefer HaTrumas seems to be the Machlokas, the Gra and the Machaber. The Gra and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, who says you couldn't light inside, or else he would say it's okay. So he goes with the Bali Tosfos, that it was usher to light inside near Hanukkah, so therefore you can't use one candle for both. If you were allowed, it would be okay. And the Gra says you are allowed, but the issue is usher l'shtamish la'ora. So my nafka mina between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. The nafka mina would be bizman hazeh, meaning bizman of the Bali Tosfos. When they changed the mitzvah from outside to inside, so now could I use one candle? So according to the Magen Avraham, yes. He doesn't go into the details of what bracha you make, but he says, yeah, Bizmana Gemara, you could use one candle for both, for Shabbos and Hanukkah. And the Vilna Gaon would say, no, it's still a problem with Asar L'shtamish La'ora. That'd be the nafka mina. However, perhaps Bizmana Zeh, maybe it wouldn't even be a shaila. Maybe we could say everyone would agree that if you only have enough money for one, you use it for Ner Hanukkah. Why, how could anyone suggest that against the Gemara? The Gemara is clear. Ner Shabbos wins because of Sholem Bayis. So how could you possibly say that bizman hazeh, how would I say if somebody asked me today, I would tell them use the money for Ner Chanukah. How could I go against the Mefurish Gemara? And just to go back a step, what was the raya for the Gra? How does the Gra know that Asu Ushtavish Ora applies even to... The Gra says, how does the Mechaber know? How does Mechaber writes, I feel with Tzarach Mitzvah, you can't benefit. How did he know? He says from this Gemara. That was the one that going to the either way. So how could someone say, Bizman Hazeh, that one should use Ner Chanukah? So the answer is because today we live in a world of electricity. And in fact, according to many poskim, electricity is the preferable way of lighting. In other words, if you're sitting in the dark, so then candles could be preferable. But most people have the lights on, so therefore that is the Iker light. That's why Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, other Gedolim say even when you light Shabbos candles, you should first shut off the lights and turn on the lights of Kavod Shabbos. Because the Ner Chanukah, the Ner Shabbos is only Tosefes Or. So Bizman Hazeh, it's not a kasha because Bizman Hazeh, you can fulfill your mitzvah of Ner Shabbos with electric. So therefore, the Shala doesn't exist anymore. You're going to fulfill your mitzvah. The Shala is only if I only have enough money for Ner Chanukah or why for Kiddush I go with Ner Chanukah because that's presuming Nathan. According to most, one cannot fulfill the mitzvah through electric menorahs. In other words, people give different reasons. Bizman Hazeh, the Beis Yitzchak, others say, it's not Doma or Mikdash, but then candles aren't either. In other words, the issue is that if we assume an incandescent bulb has a din of an Eish, so it definitely works for Eish, and today people have special menorahs they use for Chanukah. It seems to be Persumei Nisa as well. So, Lalacha, I wouldn't tell someone to make a bracha over it, but if you didn't have anything else, perhaps you are Yotzei. But either way, the poskim assume that it's a problem of an electric menorah for Chanukah, but electric is good for Shabbos, so they have a Bizman Hazeh, you use Ner Chanukah, the candle. It's a classic example. I'm always asked, Rabbi, does Jewish law change? I say, it depends what you mean. If you mean do the principles change, the principles given to Moshe and Har Sinai never change. The principles given to Moshe and given to us never change, but the reality changes. If you take the same principle and apply it to a different reality, you get a different halacha. So, Kodem electricity, if you had an option between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, so Ner Shabbos wins because of Shalom Bayis. But now that we have electricity, so therefore you fulfill your Ner Shabbos to electricity, so therefore you would use the candle for Ner Chanukah. So that's a classic case of the dynamic of the Torah, and that's the whole concept of Chanukah. Chanukah is the yantar of Torah Shabbat Peh. As the Gemara says in Yuma, Lamnatzeach al Yelas HaShachar, that Gemara makes a drasha, just like Esther is Sof Kol HaNisim, just like night is the end, just like when the sun comes up, it's the end of the day. Avalos HaShachar, it's the end of the day. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Is it Sof Kol HaNisim Chanukah? No, so it's the last of the Torah Shabbat miracles, but Chanukah is Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's where the explosion of Torah Shabbat Peh came in. The Gemara goes through all the laws of Heichan Tivanu, how can I make a bracha after Asher Kedishan of Tivanu, so the whole sugya of Chanukah, and during the time of Chanukah and Purim, but Chanukah was the explosion of Torah Shabbat Peh, and therefore that's the dynamics and how fluid that Bizman HaGemara you'd have to light the Ner Shabbos, but Bizman Hazeh, one would use that candle for Ner Chanukah and fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos under electric lights.